Morning.
Pleasure.
I'm asking this question not by it.
We're just asking you, which kind of possible we saw last time, that
if you kill your timers or timers, it's good.
It's good for your sweet for your soul.
That's the word for soul. I don't know what soul means. Leave me alone with your soul, small. Why it's good for the soul or when you bring in your timers? Don't say that the goal of our life is to make good for soul. I don't know what
right,
soul
so
means.
You'll feel relieved from time. So first of all, it could be that very well that will come through a person. So you should be able to feel it. If you're feeling, if your soul is feeling content, not tormented, so you'll feel calmer.
I understand how in the Shalma was that your ikar,
right.
Which is why Tashi Tashem,
you're too sophisticated for me. It's much more simple.
Alright, what do you want to say? How do you feel?
I thought about it. Hashem would like that you follow what he would like that you do.
Yeah.
He doesn't like to compete with your type.
Right.
That's all. It's very nice, but most important, right. He doesn't like competition.
That's definitely true. The question is what this pasuk is saying. This pasuk is saying,
because all his wish comes through soul. Right now, when you relieve this, right now it's easy for him.
Yes, definitely easier for you to do mitzvahs and refrain from there. So other psukim, but that's not what the word really pasuk mean. It's what it says that a midas is terrible. It will be sweet. I mean, that's what it says. You know, what does that mean?
Yeah, but because when you start to follow Kodesh Baruch Hu, what he is. Like this learning to us, then you will see this sweetness of life. Only through this sweetness, there's no artificial sweetness.
Right, this is the real
it's
thing.
It's a result that you start to do right.
Okay, so now, so I was going to say there is another point which I think this pasuk means, which you mentioned we had much earlier in one of the earlier Ikrim.
Uh-huh.
I think it was Harota, maybe it was Harota when he said part of the Harota is understanding, you say to yourself, how could I not have had Rachmanis on this soul, which Hashem, this nefesh, which I guess is here if I can find it now. Eichle Chamalti or something like that, he says. I don't know if it was for us when you're going.
You have appetite? You eat?
Sorry?
You have appetite? You eat?
I think it's somewhere here. I'm not sure exactly where it is now. Oh, Rami says, "Can you see a nefesh in a kol arzoi?" That's part of your charota was that you should say to yourself, "How could it have been so?" So bad, so mean. Achzor, what's the word? An achzor is somebody who is cruel. I have been so cruel to my nefesh. Anyway, okay, but I think that's not necessarily the point. I think it could very well be that person. If you're the nefesh and the shlomo is feeling this sweetness, this contentment, so that will reflect in the way you feel. You'll feel a certain, maybe you'll call it an inner peace, perhaps, or something like that. Right. In other words, instead of being conflicted and running out trying to find things to satisfy your inner eternal to calm yourself down, you'll be at peace. We see the Gedolim walking the street, living in life every day. They have a sort of contentment and happiness, and maybe that's what this is. He's saying that the nefesh is not anymore in this constant conflict and it's not constrained. Okay, that itself is another way of looking at it. Okay, Kiyoyim Aseichal Yodei V'Gomer. That's the first half of the pasuk. Interestingly, the pasuk carries on and contrasts this with someone on the other extreme, who is soy avas ksilim sur mira. The opposite of this is called a ksil, a foolish person, and it is a te'eva for ksil. It's a foolish person. It's he finds it despicable or too disgusting to turn away from ra. So he's going to explain what this means. A ksilim, the other people, the opposite of the person who breaks the tivus, the fool, is someone who ain't on shavim tavasam. They don't break the tivus. They instead wait from tami to tanugis in the other. For them, ki sifka tavosom v'derachet b'chol davaro lo yasu imeno. When they bump into their taiva in a manner which is leading them to do an avira, right? If they go bust the taiva, even at one moment of time, when it comes all of a sudden, the taiva will want them to go and do something forbidden. Lo yasu imeno, they won't be able to turn away. In fact, the positive is more than that. It seems to they see the idea of turning away from the taiva, they see it as something disturbing. Right? It's difficult for them. They've come to the matzah where that's where they feel that's what they need to have. That's their reality. And now, all of a sudden, they have this taiva which is also something which they're not allowed to do. And so, I'm not saying they won't do it, but they're. They're denying themselves something which they should have. They're doing something bad to themselves almost. Alright, in other words.
So, no, just have training discipline. Exactly. You want to be able to win a race. If the race isn't for another 6 months, meanwhile, you're basically in training to be a body.
Right.
You can do it.
Exactly. In other words, they say, not exactly. Only. Right, so this process is exactly. Saying, it's not only are we saying that will lead you to the very not to the very, it's more than that. It will also have the added benefit of You'll be happier not to go bust the tigress, and someone who does go bust the tigress, yeah, but not really counterintuitively, but in this person's mind, it's kind of counterintuitive. You're not going doing what you want. Going after the tigress will lead you to be happier, and going after the tigress will lead you to a matter where you're putting yourself into trouble and sorrow and pain each time you're going to have to do it. Right? So you've put yourself into this false. You've put yourself into a situation where you're. Feeling things that we have this reality, you have this need to fulfill your tirus, which is almost an artificial need. But once you put yourself into that situation, you've made it real. It's almost like you got yourself addicted to this drug, your drugs. And if you've been a healthy, clean living person, then you'd be very calm. Now you've put yourself in a situation where you're addicted to this drug and you really need it. And for you now to withdraw and not follow this tirus is like you're going to go through withdrawal here.
Much more easy.
Right, so that's what this pasuk is saying. That the tzaddik, he's terav nefesh, he's calm, content, he's happy. Whereas for a person who's used to going once as taivis, for him not to go as taivis is very difficult. Okay, and so the pasuk actually called him a fool, a ksil. Yeah, quite often, in fact, the very pasuk him calling all sorts of people ksilim. He says, why is he a fool? When nikru ksilim, al radifat of somebody who always runs after his desires, he's assigned this title of Exil. Kumashinema is another pasuk in Mishneh. A foolish person will swallow them up.
What's that talking about? He's not involved in his brain. That's all.
Right.
Not that he doesn't have brain. He does. He's not capable. He doesn't involve
right,
the brain to the situation. That's.
So the pasuk there, what's the one you have? He'll swallow up. What will he swallow up?
Yes, and Chazanish goes so far. So says that in a situation like that, when you going up to Taiwan and so on, brain absolutely refuses to operate.
Yeah,
brain shut that down.
Yeah, right. So we'll see, and I will bring up another one. So the pasuk there starts out. The pasuk there is saying, says Oitzay Nechmod v'Shemayin b'Nevei Chacham. Chacham has a treasure house of shemen, his treasures and his oil. Still, Adam, a foolish person, Yivaleno, he'll just swallow them all up in one go. But someone personally has these things to use them for when he needs them. If you're a foolish person, he's just going to have them all. He has all these treasures, he's going to use them all up and will end up not having nothing left. Yes, it's called foolish person. It reminds me of the pasuk of. Lech el Nemola Ksil, I think that says Ksil? Lech el, no, sorry, Lech el Nemola Otsel, Lech Hakim. Go see, what's it says here? To a lazy person, actually, to go and go and study the ant, Lech Hakim, and that will cause you to become wise, to become a Chacham. He's talking about someone who's not a chacham. The root of his problem is so you're waiting to work and store up for the future. Here's a bit slightly the opposite way around, but similar idea. We're saying you have this oitza, treasure house built up to use as inappropriate, right? And if you don't use it appropriately, just go bust your tigers, Yes, use it all up in one go. That's foolish. You're taking these things which you couldn't have used for your own good, and you're using it to put yourself into this situation, like we said, just swallowing your tablets, which are really nothing after you've had it, and it's just gone. That's a foolish person. Okay, so that's what he's explaining here. A foolish the difference between another point, another perspective of this difference between someone who breaks his tablets and someone who doesn't break his tablets. Okay, that's this person. Venema, as we said, yeah, each venema is a new posuk, is another point, another perspective in this idea. Venema, another posuk which talks about this idea. This is the posuk in Yeshaya. Hoy mashkimei baboiker sheiko yirdeifu. Woe unto those who arise in the morning and run after their beer, their drink, and they hoy achkinei venebel, and they go and they look for all sorts of musical instruments. And they're so busy with all of that, and carries on. It's Payel Hashem and Legabito, and they don't seek out the works of Hashem. Again, now the pasuk he just quotes without any explanation. So this pasuk is saying these people, we said already, obviously, somebody who is running after their timers and their tanugim, so they're going to come, maybe perhaps, to do other vigors as well. This pasuk is saying more than that. He's saying the person is going to be so busy, absorbed, running after his timers, he's not going to have time. He's not going to have time to look at the prayer of Hashem, to see the good of Hashem. And this might be very similar to the idea to the previous pasuk where we explained it. So it actually flows quite nicely, I think. He's saying again, this person is so he's running, looking for this satisfaction. He's looking for this pleasure to fill this void. Yeah, he's running after the wine and again, he's looking for musical instruments to give himself this pleasure. And he's so busy running after this pleasure, as Pe'el Hashem Le'abito, he doesn't see the real pleasure which we said before. It's right under his nose. Of the Tavonior, Terra of Nefesh. If you're looking for this pleasure, the real pleasure would be by doing exactly the opposite. If he's so absorbed in running after his pleasure, then the only way he could find it is by doing this, and he won't leave himself space or time to be able to see the goodness there is in Hashem. Okay. Another pasuk, Menema, Uvetin Rishoyim Tesla. This is actually the end of the pasuk which we brought right in the beginning. Tzadik oichal aseiv anafshoi, we said before, a tzadik, he eats just what he needs. The stomach of the rosha, he calls him a rosha, and this person, tachsar, is always going to be empty. Right, again, this is again a similar theme as we've just been saying. But you're going to be running after your tigers, you're never going to be able to fulfill them. The more you run after them, the more you're going to want, as the pasuk you brought right in the beginning. Eva kosnish, the chazal. Eva koton ish ba'adam, you had a small, the Gemara in Sukkah said, the more you try and satisfy your desires, the more you're going to end up hungry. Right, and again, this pasuk is saying again, it's not going to succeed. Yeah? You're going to be looking for this satisfaction and you're never going to get it. Okay, and one before the end, another pasuk, v'nema, this is the pasuk in Malachi. V'zeireisi peresh al p'neichem, peresh chageichem. I will spread on your faces the filth. Yeah. Perash v'gichem, the filth of your chagim. Literally, Poshim Pshat is talking about the filth, the manure of the animals, of the korbanos that you bring on Yom Tov, which I'm going to throw it back in your face. V'amur Rabbi Sfeinu, Zechayin Rocha, Chazal, understand this pasuk means slightly differently. Perash v'gichem, elu bnei odom, shekol yimim chagim, kechagim. These are people who spend their whole lives living as if it was a festival, running after again the food and drink. So what's the pasuk there saying? What's that talking about? So you'll get this punishment. So the pasuk before that, just have to see the one pasuk before that. Im lo tishmu, im lo yisasimu alev, lo tishkavishmu, you won't listen to me. And you won't set your mind to giving honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then I'll send you ma'era, I'll send you a curse. And you won't, then Hashem will come angry with you. So this pasuk is saying as a punishment for those who again who don't do not doing what, right? Again, we see the similar idea as this pasuk we said today. Besides the fact that this running after constant running after the times will lead to avirus, will also lead you to not see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to live at all in the way a person is meant to live. You won't give cover to Kadosh Baruch Hu, even that will lead, besides the virus, that itself will lead to these punishments and these distances of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Perish Chageichem. Hashem will throw back this filth of your this behavior into your faces. Okay, I think we'll stop over here. Well, the last pasuk, we'll see the Mitzvah Hashem next week.
Shashakran. So what's your plan? You go home?
No. Stay
until you collapse? You collapse in this car or you don't have a car?